Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is Trent Urban, who is the owner of The Wire Nut, a company that I've followed from its first van all the way up to now. You're basically regional. You're in Denver and Pueblo and Colorado Springs, all up and down the front line, and you've added a major arm to your service. You are now also doing heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Yes,
we're going to talk about all of those things. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Trent, it's been over a year since we've been together.
Yeah,
I always enjoy this time in conversation. It does fly. We both go 90 miles an hour in our businesses.
Right.
You are, and you have helped make The Wire Nut highly, highly successful. And examples of that include something we'll talk about a little bit later in the show in more detail, the fact that you have been a three-time winner of the Excellence in Customer Service Award. That is no easy feat.
No, that's some work. Put some strain on the team for sure.
It really is.
Be audited and tested. And,
yeah, I think I met you guys, 10, 12 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
And really, you just started out with a couple of vans. You'd just taken on the Wire Nut brand. You were in growth and expansion mode. And where are you now?
We're still in growth and expansion mode, but we're more in stable. This is our base. This is what we do every day. And expanding on that mode. So I don't know if that's an official mode, but hey, that's where we're at.
It's a good mode to be in.
Yeah.
And what it speaks to is steadiness, reliability, dependability. You're going to be here for the long haul. So
correct.
Once I have you in my world, I'm going to be able to call on you for everything from electrical right through HVAC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Colorado Springs, and you know, I'm not going anywhere.
No.
There's nowhere else to go that's as nice as here.
So are you a Colorado native?
Not quite. Started in Kansas, but as a kid, I was moved to Colorado, and I just love it.
Yeah, we'll call it by proxy for both of us, because I married a Colorado girl, as you know.
Yep.
Yeah, very fun stuff. All right. How big is your fleet now? How big is your team?
The team, we're right around 50. We're just shy of 50. And, you know, most of those are field-based. So, you know, we have electricians, we have heating and cooling technicians. We have the apprentices. That's a big piece of it anymore. You've got to train up and grow your team, and they're not just, you know, sitting around. So finding good people is very hard. So we try to grow our own, make sure that what we get is what we want.
I'm hearing that from a lot of businesses in your position.
Absolutely.
There is a very prominent manufacturer here in town who set up his own school to train his people. And when they come out of that school, they have all the certifications, do all kinds of welding.
Yeah.
And as part of the manufacturing process. So I get the model. It's a perfect model because you select the candidate and you groom them. They come into your culture. They come into your company. They are part of your family, essentially, by the time they are ready to hit the road.
Correct. Yeah. And you have to have a great culture that makes them want to stick around. Otherwise, what you do is you pay all this money to train them for this period of time, and then you lose them about the time that it would have really paid off and that they would have been able to take care of additional customers.
And
so you really got to keep them.
And what a lot of people don't know is how big that investment in training really is. So it's tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
So
off-site training, on-site training.
Exactly. And on the job, and they're with master technicians and in both fields generally, so they're getting the mentorship as well.
They are, yeah. And they create a lot of friendships between all of them and the whole team and all of us. And so, you know, I started off as an electrician. When I was an apprentice, we were to be seen and not heard.
Hmm.
And things are a lot different now. The apprentices have a voice and they are involved in the team and they have to be, you know, treated very well and taken care of and engaged with and all of those things that maybe in the past they weren't.
Well, I think more and more companies like yours, and I think you helped create this mold actually, Trent, as long as I've been watching The Wire Nut grow and expand like it has. The model these days, the best model, is to deliver a superior employee experience.
Yes.
Because that flows through directly to the customer experience.
Oh, yeah. Take care of your team and they'll take care of the customer. I can't take care of every customer I'm with or that we serve. So the team has to do that and they have to do a great job of it. And if they don't, I find out about it, you know, and we hear about it. We learn from our mistakes for sure. We have to look in the mirror, and that's what's allowed us to win the Excellence in Customer Service Award so many times. We're going for number 4 this year, actually. But it's by being introspective and saying, okay, well, what is it we're doing, and what's the theme here? And with the volume that we have going, it doesn't take very long to see what our themes are, our good and our bad. So we've adopted a very transparent model. Like, everything we do is upfront. It always has been that we've given upfront prices, but now it's we give upfront everything. So before we even show up, you'll receive a text and an email showing a picture and a bio of who's coming to your home. So you know when they show up, okay, how do I feel about them, you know, before they get here?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any common interests? Is there anything to talk to them about that maybe makes it a little less awkward? Because let's face it, we're in one of the most could be volatile industries. You're letting someone into your home. That's your castle. That's your sanctuary. You don't want somebody coming in, screwing with it, offending you, disrespecting your home, any of that. And so we have to be on our best and absolutely respect that. So getting that bio up front helps you know that it's not a little, you know, not as nerve wracking as it could be.
Yeah. The experience is absolutely top notch. So obviously I've been a wire nut client for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you guys have right. done a lot of work for us over the years. Our HVAC project is probably coming up next. So let's talk about that aspect of your business for a little bit. Suffice it to say that if you are home by yourself, if you are the caretaker in the house, yep. if you're a woman, you can be quite comfortable because, sure. as you say, you'll virtually meet the technician before they arrive and before they set foot over your threshold, they're wearing protectors on their feet. So that to me is a sign of ultimate respect that you understand that that is that person's castle. You understand his or her sensibilities. That's the culture that you have inculcated here in your team.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're not going to leave with the home in worse condition than what we found it. I've experienced that as a customer. And to this day, I still talk about it. And it was probably 7 years ago. You know, a service company going into the hatch, going into the attic to put in a satellite. And at the end of it, the hatch is dirty and I've got to get a ladder and get up there and clean it up. And I should have never had to do that.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, that's not what we're going for. When we leave, it needs to be cleaner than the way we found it.
Yeah.
You're paying us
a perfect,
for a service. That's part
yes,
of our service.
Yes. You should not have to worry about yeah. cleaning up after the people that you've just paid
right.
to do work in your home.
Right.
So HVAC, about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. you decided to take on HVAC, which virtually doubles the range of services that your company provides.
It does.
You've obviously had to add a lot of staff. Mm-hmm. And you, again, your approach with HVAC is just like it is with your electricians. You're bringing them in as apprentices. You're training them up in the ways of the wire nut.
Right.
And you've done thousands of jobs up and down the Front Range in those 5 years.
We have. Yeah, we've done a lot. And it's a similar but different industry. You know, before I got into HVAC, you know, I didn't really realize all the moving parts and the upkeep that you have to have in your HVAC system. I was one of those that I didn't tune up my furnace the way I should have. And then later I paid for it by the furnace, you know, running hotter, the blower giving out because it wasn't clean. All these moving parts that couldn't move freely the way that they're meant to be.
And all of that amounts to more efficiency and lower utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are a lot more moving parts in a furnace and an air conditioner than there are electrical. And so that's where the upkeep of them is even that much more important. In electrical, you've got to keep it safe, keep it from causing something horrible, you know, to your home, causing
mm-hmm.
damage.
Mm-hmm.
But with heating and air, it comes down to comfort and... They break when you really, really need them, on the coldest day or the hottest day.
Yeah, the two worst days for that to happen.
Yeah.
So I quite imagine because you've gotten so good at the rhythm of providing customer service that you've staffed up and you've geared up for really hot weather or really cold weather.
Right.
And you're ready to get those service calls made and done.
Yes. Yeah. We actually have memberships where once you're on our membership, for one, the price you can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially paying for one tune-up and you get two others for free. You're
nice.
Getting your furnace, your air conditioning, and your electrical. So it keeps your safety items up to snuff, as well as your heating and cooling side. But the benefit of it, the biggest one I think, is for people like me where you're kind of busy and your focus isn't on, hey, when can I schedule this? It's that we proactively call you. So once you do this, you get it at a great rate and you don't have to even think about it.
Well, and you have a special offer that we're going to make this morning as well.
Yep.
For the first 50 callers?
Yes.
Okay, first 50 callers are going to get a $39 value furnace tune-up.
Right.
At no charge.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so be one of the first 50 callers to the wire nut, and you can, what's the number that you'd like them to use, Trent?
If they call 719-227-0500 and just let us know that you heard about the $39 tune-up, and if you're one of the first 50, then we'll come out and do that tune-up for you for $39. It's an incredible deal, honestly. And it's one of those things that if you're not doing it now, you really, really need to be doing it. And if you are doing it, then great. Now you can save money on doing it this year.
All right, thank you for that. I've got to correct myself because I said at no charge. That's not right. It's virtually no charge is how I should have said that.
Yeah.
These things in this market are $70 to $150 and up.
Yeah,
for a furnace tune-up. And plus, the schedule gets crowded this time of year.
It does.
Coming into the cold season. Give the wire nut a call at 719-227-0500. First 50 callers pay only $39 for a very high-value furnace tune-up from a very high-value group of guys.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And catch us by podcast at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.